Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
We'll start it off here with the dulcet tones of the famous Maroon Band bringing you the Mississippi State alma mater. Final score here from Davis Wade Stadium, Mississippi State 63, Alcorn nothing. This is Thunder and Lightning live post-game here on YouTube, brought to you by Paul Davis Restoration and Stones Jewelers. When disaster strikes, you need a name you can trust. Paul Davis Restoration is here to help you recover from water, fire, mold, and storm damage 24/7. Their expert team provides fast professional service to restore your home or business to its original condition. But they don't stop at just restoration. They offer property improvement services to make your space better than ever. Paul Davis Restoration, because your recovery and property improvement are their priorities. Call them at 662-769-7285. Let them bring your property back to life. If you're in the Golden Triangle or in the Tupelo area, it's Paul Davis Restoration. All right. That was easy. First shutout for Mississippi State since 2017. I was just told first time over 60 points in a game since 2018. Nothing to it. That's not a lot to this game today. Final score 63-0. When I tell you that it could have been 100-0, I'm not joking around with you on that one. Tyler Hamm, that was fun for about 21 minutes. Yeah. That's just. You know, it could have been whatever they wanted it to be. But from that standpoint, if you're a Mississippi State fan, and I assume most of you in here are, exactly what you wanted to see. State playing a team that it had no business being in the game with them. And they dominated them from start to finish. Absolute total domination. Made it look as easy as it possibly could for Mississippi State. From a numbers perspective, 514 yards for State on offense, only 155 for Alcorn on defense. State wins the turnover battle, 3-1, and a game that State's one turnover. I can't really put it on shape, and he got hit as he threw ball. He hung up in the air, was a little bit of a duck, and this is what it is. Chapin finishes the day, 10 for 14. 173 yards, two touchdowns, the aforementioned interception. He also rushed for a touchdown today. Kamario Taylor, 2 for 3 for the touchdown that came in the first quarter. If you had Kamario Taylor getting a touchdown pass in this game, that's not that surprising. But him having it in the first quarter, it's a little surprising there. And Luke Grumenhawk in the game as well, 1 for 1 throwing the ball. Also had a touchdown rushing in this game. State rushes for 282, 7.8 yards per carry, throws for 232. They hold Alcorn to 68 yards rushing on 27 carries, only 87 yards passing for the Braves in this one. Just not a lot to say. I mean, what do you want to do in a game like this where it was obvious what it was going to be from State from this game in the first possession? State goes up top first play. They had Thompson open, but couldn't get him. Second play, they go up top to Mosley, 75-yard touchdown pass, and it's just off and running from there. So, good game for Mississippi State. Exactly what you needed to see happen. You need to see something similar next week. I haven't looked in on Northern Illinois tonight. Let's have a quick look at the football. I'm sure they're playing by now. No, they're off today. Is that correct? Oh, they had a bye week. Well, good for them. Micah Sutt, if we could have scored 70, if we played more 15-minute quarters in the last half, maybe, probably. And I forgot to mention that, and that is something I've called football for a long time, but I have never seen a game shortened by coach's agreement in a college football game. But that's what happened. State and Alcorn's coaches agreed to play 10-minute quarters for the rest of the game, so the second half was only a 20-minute game. So, yeah, they could have easily, Mike, been over 70 points, maybe closer to 80, to be totally honest with you, it didn't really matter what State was doing. They could have put a full squad of walk-ons out there, and they were going to be able to let Hunter Johnson, if you have to play these games, I know you have to play these games, but State should never play Alcorn again. There are much better FCS teams. I'm going to disagree, though. I like, if you're going to play these kind of games, and State beat Eastern Kentucky last year 56-7, I got no problem keeping that money in the state of Mississippi, benefiting the universities here in the state of Mississippi. I don't have an issue with that at all. Yeah, I've never seen a shortened game in my life, but it is. And as a result, I get to go home a little early tonight. So there you go. I'm just trying to see if there's anything else worth talking about in this game. And I don't really know that there is. We'll do a quick SEC scoreboard since there's a lot of games happening or have happened. Some final scores. Oklahoma over Temple, 42-3. Bama beats Wisconsin, 38-14. That game was not as close as the score will let you believe. Auburn struggled with South Alabama, 31-15 from the Plains. Missouri all over Louisiana, 52-10. Great game in Knoxville going into overtime. Georgia knocks off Tennessee for the ninth straight year. 44-41 is the final there. Texas. Yeah. 27-10 over UTEP. That was a 41.5 point spread. I'm picking up a roster here, guys. Calm down. Not great. Arch Manning, not so much early in the season here. Games going on as we speak. Kentucky leading Eastern Michigan 28-13. Notre Dame leading Texas A&M 24-21. Florida and LSU are tied at 10. And Ole Miss leading Arkansas in a typical Ole Miss-Arkansas game, 31-28. A&M about to score, says our friend Bill Reno. TNL officiating correspondent Bill Reno there. Hayden Hughes, we only had one sack today, even though we didn't allow any points. That's disappointing and can point to some bad things on the horizon. Hayden, they were so vanilla on defense. I can't really be too upset about it, to be totally honest with you. So we'll see how that – I'm not going to get too – yeah, I'd like to have had some more, but it is what it is. Pork loin on the big green egg. Thing of beauty. That's my cousin John down there in the capital city. Or he's in Madison. Taking care of some grilling on a Sunday night. Very good. Very good. I will say this. I take a lot more positive away from this than negative. You know, people are going to say, you should have won by this. You're right. But coming out of that Arizona State game, it could have very easily been a situation where you were hungover. You let Alcorn hang around with you for a half. It's 10-0 at the end of the first quarter. You're just not playing very sharp. State was dominant from the first possession of the game. And absolutely, as Jack Gresham says here, locked in, 100% locked in. That's what you really wanted to see. And that, to me, speaks to the team hearing Jeff Lebby talking about moving on to the next game. Every week is the most important week. The things we talked about, if you listened into the Mississippi State tailgate show that I put on the Thunder and Lightning podcast feed, we asked him about that. And he talked about how, you know, Monday is Monday and Monday is the most important day of the week. And so I get that. Who looked better today, Camario or Luke? I mean, what am I judging this on? It's probably Camario. But you can see, I'll say this, King Smith, if you can see when Camario takes this job, and that's going to be next year possibly, that the things he can do with the offense that you can't really do with Shapen, the way he runs the football. You know, but it's against Alcorn. They were both fine. I'm not gonna do anything. I'm not gonna take anything too far away from that. As far as those two guys go, I think you're in for a really good quarterback battle next year at Mississippi State. And I think it's gonna be. This need to be cleaned up. Let's see what's going on here. Is that better? That's a little better. Beyond that, I mean, you guys, I'm struggling here to try to make this worth our time. We'll go ahead and do the Stones Jewelers Diamond of the Game. Since 1976, Stones Jewelry has been the trusted name for exquisite, one-of-a-kind pieces. Whether it's a stunning engagement ring, a timeless watch, or a custom-designed necklace, their expert jewelers will help you find something as unique as the person you're celebrating. Stop by and see their beautiful collection at 709 West Main Street. That's Stones Jewelry, downtown Tupelo. You'll find the perfect piece to make any moment special. When you think of jewelry, think of stones. I'm going to go with Fluff Bothwell tonight. 12 carries, 93 yards, and a score. Also had a catch for 14 yards. Probably could have easily gone over 100 yards rushing if they had wanted to give him the carries for that. Could have gone with Kamario Taylor. Could have gone with Seth Davis. Just seeing him get back into the game and get back into the end zone was obviously very cool. But Fluff will be our Stones Jewelers diamond of the game. Micah Suddeth, I don't think that Luke is going to stay. That's the only thing. Well, yeah, that's something you have to worry about in this day and age. But if that's the case, well, then you just keep recruiting. You do what Ole Miss has done here, where you've got a good young quarterback. So you go find a competent backup. And then if he needs to get in, he gets in. So why do you think Traore isn't getting much action? Is he behind Reese? I don't think he's behind Reese. Tonight, they didn't play much. What are they doing? So it's not I think when we get to Tennessee, if he's not playing a lot in that situation, but State wanted to run the football tonight. Traore is less of a run blocker than Reese is. I think that's just as simple as that. That's from Hayden Hughes. 31-0 Old Dominion. I thought going into this week I might make my lock of the week the Old Dominion because they were a big underdog. And I was like, I'll see what happens. My lock ended up working out for me. I had Arizona as a +1.5. Sam Sharma, UT versus VT, UCLA versus Virginia Tech Sickos Committee Bowl game. We're going to get UCLA versus Northwestern in a little while. I get it. Jason Galt, Texas seems gettable. Arkansas's defense is awful. Ole Miss has hurt quarterbacks. I can make a case for 9-3. You know what? It's 63-0. I'll let you make that case. You can make that case. Virginia Tech head coach Dan Mullen. CoachingSearch.com tied me to that job back in like 2015. Maybe I'll go ahead and take it now. I can go ahead and take it. How's Alcorn's band? Awesome. Great band. Georgia is beatable. Something's afoot. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not saying anything, guys. I'm just saying that Tennessee, Georgia, Texas, Ole Miss, the games that are here. You know, 2 months ago, we were all like, all right, no chance. Now, chance. Is there a home game that State absolutely can't win? No. The way they're playing right now, no. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to win those games. They will be. They would be an underdog to all of those teams today. No, I don't think there's any question about that. Unless Ole Miss is down to their third-string quarterback, and then that may be a little different there. Is that game restarted yet? I haven't checked. Yes, it has restarted. Did Arkansas get a stop on the first possession? Wow. First down. I'm already wanting to get out of here just so I can watch that game. Why didn't Booth get more touches? Marcus, I think that was just a simple, they didn't need him. They just didn't need him. So, now that being said, they'll ask him. I'm sure they'll ask him in the press conference. And if not, we'll find out on Monday. But I'm sure he's fine. Ole Miss Arkansas race to 55. It's just, I say it all the time. It's the best game every year in college football. Those two teams, they can't stop each other. They play fantastic football games. For the unbiased observer, or even if you're somebody like us, who's like, we don't like Ole Miss, or if somebody doesn't like Arkansas, the games are just fantastic. Mario Craver destroying Notre Dame. What I would say about Craver is if you had Craver, you wouldn't have Evans. You wouldn't have Thompson. I mean, I saw somebody tweeting out that graphic last week that was, that showed the leading receivers, and you had Craven and Coleman in it. Those are great players. Don't get me wrong. And State would have, if they had kept them, they would have had success here. But you wouldn't have Thompson and Evans. So it's not like you don't have receivers. Craven with almost 200 yards receiving. Wow. He's a good player. Just needs to keep his head on straight. He'll be in the NFL. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Let's watch this Arkansas play, shall we? Throw it away. Yeah. Next week, Northern Illinois. The main thing you can do from that game, aside from win it and aside from stay healthy, is you wash off the stink of Toledo. It's completely gone with a big win next week over Northern Illinois. You're just moving on to the next thing at that point. It's over, and we can talk about it. Tucker Medlin, based on rumors, the locker room improvement is worth it. And I've heard that as well. It is just rumors. We don't know that for sure. So, like I said, it's going to the NIAU game. We'll look for you here, my friend. Very good. Oh, well. There's not a lot to say about tonight's game. It's for a game with all the touchdowns and action in it. What can you say about it? Because Mississippi State dominated from the opening snap, and Alcorn never in the game in any way. Top five SEC quarterbacks right now. Ooh. It's tough. I'd have to sit down and think about it. Pavia is in there. Sellers has got to be in there. Shapen's playing at a really playing really well right now. What shape? Shapen now at what? Six touchdowns, two interceptions on the season. That's pretty good numbers. He's completing what? Over 65% of his passes. Shapen probably in there. Aguilar. Yeah, that's a good call. Stockton had a good game today too. So I don't know. We'll see. All right, they're putting Lebby on the Jumbotron. We're going to cut it short tonight, guys. What can we do? There's just not a lot to talk about in this one. Sellers got hurt? Really? Oh, well, we'll see. All right, guys. I enjoyed talking to you. Tomorrow night, it'll be a tomorrow, Victory Sunday. Robbie didn't want to record tonight. We'll be back. So tomorrow we'll do things that are true. Tell them Falk and Coffee is for Closers on tomorrow's Thunder and Lightning. And then we got a great week of programming coming up, and we'll get some more great talk. Talk to you guys again soon. Want to thank again our friends at Paul Davis Restoration and Stones Jewelers for sponsoring us. This has been TNL Postgame Live. See you guys next week.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.